I would have attended a number of meetings there where it's organised by the two unions that do an impact on that. And at them meetings, the supervisors from various FOSS employment schemes and the promoters, which are there in the community groups, they're there and they're actually saying that they're being felt on the ground at the moment. The whole uncertainty, and at the moment they have been told locally that the funding towards training and that has to stop. I know at the moment the impact has been felt. Training has been stopped at the moment. Some schemes don't know whether to go ahead or not. And the promise of a review now coming up now in March and April, but the ill effects of all of this are being felt on the ground.
Now, as well as for right or wrong, the valuable work these people do in the community for sporting organisations, etc., there is also that retraining issue, if you like, for when there is this inevitable upturn in jobs. It prepares people better for that.
Absolutely. There was a comment made some weeks ago, I think it was by the Minister, Pat Rabbit, sort of casting doubt on the benefits of training. Like, I just don't know what planet the person's on. Like, you know, obviously there's no jobs out there at the moment, but so we have to plan forward. It's also about self-esteem. It's getting people out there. And it's coming, and even though they have to go on one scheme or go on to another scheme, when the jobs do go up, these people will be in a far better position. They'll be used to getting up in the morning, going out. They'll feel valuable. They will feel that the money they're getting in the pocket at the end of the week is for something they've done. There's enough problems in the country at the moment. There's enough for the government to go out and tackle. And they should leave well enough alone.